summary here of what where the state of the art is right now and what the options are. So you're familiar with Pactor modems and single sideband. We used to be in the single sideband business several years ago, and about 3 years ago, we basically shut down our 7 transmitters and got out of the Pactor business. And there was a really good reason for that. Pactor modems and single sidebands are difficult and expensive to use. So, yeah, so you know the deals. I mean, you've got a limited number of resources out there that can accept the calls. You've got propagation issues. You've got a lot of current consumption. You've got installation problems. You've got expensive equipment, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is that doing email and doing services over a single sideband is very time consuming. There's very limited resources out there, and you can do it if you're really persistent, but it's not something that you would want to do day to day, in and out, and do a lot of data, especially like maintaining a blog or in your primary communications mechanism. So satellite phones have really come a long ways in the last few years, and what I'm recommending customers these days is, hey, the single sideband is awesome. I wouldn't want to go cruising without one, but it's not something that I would use for my primary communications. It's something that I would use for my social life. I want to have a single sideband so that I can talk to that boat that's 200 miles away that's making the same passage with me. I want to know where the cheap pizza is when I arrive at landfall. I want to participate in the nets and sell my junk. That kind of activity is great for single sideband. Doing email, making voice calls, doing weather, having an emergency, those are all things that should not be done over a single sideband, because a single sideband is not your best modality to do that. So we like the satellite phones for various reasons. One, they're really not very expensive. I mean, if you look at an Iridium phone, a 9555, it's $1,295. So if you want to go all out, which we recommend customers do, and get an external antenna, which allows you to use the phone down below decks, receive calls, well, you need an external antenna. That's a whopping $250. You need some coax. Retail price for that is $150. You need a docking station to hold that phone in a nice orientation on the nav's bulkhead and charge your battery up and connect your cables to it and so forth. That's another $500. So you're looking at about $2,200 for a fully blown rig. And with that rig, you can do the following. You can make voice calls. You can receive voice calls from land-based phone numbers. You can receive free SMS messages up to 160 characters. So your phone is on, your phone beeps, and it says, call home, we're having an emergency. That's really, really nice. You can do all of your email any time of day you want to by just pushing a button. You can do all of your weather any time of day just by pushing a button. In an emergency, if you have to browse the internet because you've got a part that you've got to order from West Marine or some other supplier, hey, you can go online. It's slow, but you can go online and you can order that part over the web. Finally, if you have an emergency, you can dial 505, which is the SOS number, and someone will answer the phone, and you can have a conversation with the emergency services personnel as you're climbing into that life raft. Which is a really nice feeling. So we've had a lot of people had their lives saved by having portable satellite phones. And finally, the absolutely great thing is that the whole thing consumes 400 milliamps when it's transmitting. So you're not just charging your batteries. You don't have to have expensive battery charging systems. You don't have to have big power cables. You don't have to have, you know, custom installs in order to be able to install the equipment. So for a $2,200 investment, you get really good value. You have to buy airtime. For cruisers, we normally sell prepaid airtime. 500 minutes is $649, which is $1.29 a minute, which might sound expensive. However, if you compare that to the price of having a single sideband installed and operate a single sideband, basically you can buy a lot of airtime for that investment that you make in that Pactor modem and that single sideband system long term. So it's very reasonable. Recently, Inmarsat released another handheld satellite phone which works quite well, which is the iSat phone. They're quite inexpensive. I don't like them as much as Iridium for data, but it's $595 for handset. And typically you run about, I don't know, between 20 and 50% slower than Iridium. But the airtime is quite reasonable. You can get, 100 minutes for like 75 cents per minute on 2-year prepaid plans. And so that's an option for users as well that are more concerned with voice, because the voice is less expensive than Iridium. But it's not a bad option. Interestingly enough, if you do go with an external antenna and a docking station, by the time you add all that up and you compare the prices between an Iridium system with an external antenna and a docking station and an iSat phone with an external antenna docking station, you're looking at exactly the same price. The difference is like $50 difference in the two systems. And so really they're head on head on as far as hardware goes. If you're only buying the handset, you got some guy on a boat with a budget, and he's only buying the handset and he's going to go outside to do his email, well, then the Iridium is twice as expensive because it's $12.95 versus $6.95. But anyway, and then as far as data goes, it's pretty much the same price for both, because Iridium is on average about 40% faster. The airtime is 40% more expensive, so it all evens out in the end. Now, what can you do? Well, you can do all kinds of things. If you use Xscape, which is our email solution, you can do all of your email. It has a blogging component, which allows you to push a button and put in your blog information, attach a photo if you want, and send that over Iridium. If you have access to the internet right now, I can show you a sample website for a couple that circumnavigated the world in 2 years with an Iridium 9505. Used our blogging service to blog and document their trip and also track it, so that people could go on a map and see where they were, click on different positions on a map and see what they did and see pictures of those specific blogs that they posted at that location. So do you have access to the internet? Yeah, so basically we have an interface to SailBlogs. Are you familiar with SailBlogs? Okay. You did that right. Okay, so we have a really nice interface with Xscape that really makes that really simple. It will resample your images and make your images small so that they don't occupy a lot of bandwidth. On a good PacTor connection, we were seeing between 1 and 3 kilobytes per minute. So on an Iridium phone, you're going to get 15 kilobytes per minute. So right on a single sideband, it's like between 1 and 3 kilobytes per minute. The theoretical is a lot faster, but the practical is not. So with that, 10 minutes of sail mail is basically, one email with a tiny little grid file attached to it or something like that. With a satellite phone, you can do much better than that. You're looking at 15 kilobytes per minute of raw transfer rate with Iridium, which means that you can send a 30 or 40 or 50 kilobyte image in a few minutes. And so it's not hard to make those postings and keep everything posted and up on a website. So I would recommend that they use SailBlogs, that this fellow use SailBlogs and go with an Iridium system, and then just have that aboard for his circumnavigation. He's gonna wanna do that. Purchase 500 minutes, because they're not doing voice, they're mostly just doing email and weather. They only use a service when they're at sea, which means that most of the time they're not using it because they spend 90% of their time at a dock or near a marina or anchored near a marina with Wi-Fi. And so 500 minutes is more than enough time to do all of their email and do all of their weather for a period of a year. Now this fellow who's doing the circumnavigation, he's probably gonna wanna buy 3,000 minutes because he's going to be using more than $1 or $2 a day for his passage. He's going to be doing numerous emails during the day. He's going to have fans that are going to be sending him emails. He's going to use this as part of his entertainment. So he's going to be doing 10 connections a day. I mean, we've seen that happen. I mean, we've got several different single-handers that have done circumnavigations. Bruce Schwab being one of them. I don't know if you know him or not, but he was on an open, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, Bruce is a really great guy. You can talk to him about our services. He did probably 10 or 15 connections a day just to keep his social life active. A lot of people are And so he'll want to buy 3,000 minutes, or he'll want to buy 5,000 minutes, in which case then the minutes really get very, very reasonable because you're looking at well under $1 a minute for your airtime. It'll keep him from going nuts out there because he'll be connected to the world and he'll have all kinds of inquiries from his website and other interested parties. Okay, so let me just talk to you about the different satellite systems. I mean, right now there's a lot of options. We've talked about the low-end options, which are the handsets, which are portable. We talked about Iridium and we talked about Inmarsat. They're pretty comparable products. Those are nice because they're very portable, and in an emergency, you can take them with you. Now, there's a whole class of other satellite systems which are also very nice that may be better suited for this particular user, and those are the broadband devices. The big difference between the systems that I talked about, the handheld portable systems, and the broadband systems is, first of all, the cost of purchasing the equipment is a lot higher. But once you've purchased the equipment, the airtime costs for doing data are dramatically less, and the units are tremendously faster. So let me give you an example. The Fleet Broadband 150. I really like the Sailor Fleet Broadband 150. It's an awesome device. You're looking at about $6,000 for that hardware. That will give you 150 kbps down versus 2.4 kbps for Iridium. So we're looking at something that is 50 times or more faster than an Iridium connection, which means that instead of taking 5 minutes to transmit a 60 or 70 kilobyte file, you're talking about just a second or two. And the data is about $10 a megabyte retail for low-end plans. So whereas with Iridium, if you wanted to send a megabyte of data, it would cost you $70. With a Fleet Broadband, it would cost you $10. So you're looking at something that's 50 times faster and also gives you 10 times cost saving, or close to 10 times cost saving, in the actual amount of data. Now the issue, of course, is that now that you've got all this beautiful power on your boat, what are you going to do with it? Well, you're going to browse the internet. Well, as soon as you start browsing the internet, your costs are going to go up high, because now you're using quite a bit of data. Just to give you an idea, www.cnn.com is 1.2 megabytes. So you're looking at $12 just to look at that one home page on the internet. Now, if you use a Fleet Broadband as you would use an Iridium phone, only limit yourself to using weather with WeatherNet, using email with Xscape, posting to sail blogs using the interface in Xscape, then basically your email is free. Right, because the cost per kilobyte is so low that there's no associated, and a lot of users will do that. They'll just buy your basic $40 a month airtime plan, pay $10 a megabyte, and do email once or twice a day for a buck. And now as far as voice goes, the price is going to be very comparable to Iridium, so you're not going to be saving anything on your voice time. It's basically the download speed. Now, if you've got to do video, or if you are going to upload high-resolution pictures to your website, you can do it, because it's quite inexpensive to do that, because you're looking at 100 kilobytes is a buck. Well, so that a 300 kilobyte picture is a pretty nice picture. You're looking at $3 to upload that picture. With Iridium, it would take you 20 minutes to do that at $1.29 or $1 whatever a minute to do that. So it's a pretty dramatic. Now, the installations are not that difficult. The dome is about the same size as a Mini M dome. It's about 10 inches in diameter. You have to mount it somewhere. The front of a mizzen mast or on the mat, or a spreader is good, or a pole on the back. But if you have an emergency, you can't take it with you. So you're not taking that unit with you in your life raft. And that right there basically kills the deal for most cruisers, because safety is one of the important factors for them. And they won't do that. So normally the Fleet Broadbands we sell to higher end boats, and certainly work boats. You need to take a little care, because you could end up with a multi-$1,000 bill if you leave your computer on connected to this Fleet Broadband and your Windows happens to do a Windows update, which is 130 megabytes. Now you've got a $1,300 bill, right? So you want to make sure that your installer is knowledgeable about firewalls and can set up your computer so that nothing happens through that Fleet Broadband connection unless you want it. Xscape, the email software, is configured or is knowledgeable about these devices, and you can configure it so that it will only go online when it's ready to do email. So you write all your emails offline, you push a button, it'll bring the Fleet Broadband online, it'll do your email session, it'll take the Fleet Broadband connection down, end of story, there's no additional traffic because it's only online for 10 seconds. And so so we encourage people to do that, and a lot of people use that. Now, so we talked about the fleet broadband. There's several different models. The 150 is the low end. I can't imagine that a cruiser would want anything bigger than that. But if you've got bigger bandwidth requirements, you can go with the 250, 250 kbps, or 200 kbps, I think, is, or 280 kbps is what you get out of a fleet broadband 250. If you really need bandwidth, like you're going to be doing live video or something like that, you could go with a fleet broadband 500. They're 400 kbps is the maximum speed that you're going to get out of that. So, but then, consequently, higher expense, bigger real estate. There's another, go ahead. For the broadband devices exclusively, they're all postpaid. There are no prepaid. There are no prepaid plans for the broadband devices. So they'll pay a monthly. Usually, it's about $40 to $49 a month, and then they get billed for usage. You'll get billed. I think that I can't remember right now, but if you look at our website and look at the airtime plans, it's like $1.15 a minute for voice, and then it's about $10 or $12 per megabyte for the basic plan. And then, of course, the bigger the plan you have, the more commitments you make, the cheaper it gets. I was going to mention another broadband device, which is made by Iridium. And the Iridium device is nice because, first of all, it's solid state. There's no server motors or anything on it. It runs on 12 volts. It's quite light. The installation is amazingly simple. You just take this device, which is about the size of a 24-inch radome. It looks like a 24-inch radome. It's very light. You mount it on a pole outside or on some kind of instrument. You run twisted pair. So it looks like Ethernet cable. However long you want down to the to a below the decks unit, which looks like a broadband router that you would buy for your house or your office. And it has a data port, and you just click that into your computer. That has three phone lines, so you can actually have three concurrent voice calls going while you're browsing the internet. And the total bandwidth is less. It's not. It's 120 kbps is maximum for that device, but you can buy it at 9600 baud, 32 kbps, 64 kbps, or 120 kbps. If the user is only using it for inexpensive email service, then he can just activate it at 9.6 kbps, which is four times faster than an Iridium connection. But they get charged by the megabyte, which is about $7 or $8 a megabyte, which is a little less than the fleet broadband. And they can do all of their email for a tenth the cost of an Iridium system. They can be doing voice at the same time they're browsing the internet if they have to. And the only drawback there is that you can't take it with you if you have an emergency. So it also runs on 12 volts, which is really nice because you can just hook it up directly to the house battery. So we've sold open ports to a lot of sailboats, in the 50 to 60 foot range, for people that want a little more bandwidth yet still want to control costs. And so that's a good option. You do need a little real estate because the domes are fairly large, but they're light. And you could, for example, mount them on a spreader without any problems at all. And the installations are very simple because you're looking at a twisted pair Cat5 cable. Okay, so let me explain to you how the airtime billing works for fleet broadband. So you have a number of plans. They're all postpaid. The standard plan for $49 a month is what most everyone buys. It all the airtime plans are 1-year contract, and so that means that you're committed to pay $49 a month for a year, and you get billed every month for your actual usage. So and that's a really simple model. Now what happens with the other plans is you pay a monthly fee. In the case of the entry, you're looking at $1,257, but you get cheaper minutes, because if you look at the $49 plan, it's, $14 a megabyte or something like that. Your per megabyte cost goes down with the larger plans, and you get an allotment. You get a number of minutes and a number of megabytes that you get to use for that $1,257. Once you've consumed that, then what happens is you pay overage. And so your per megabyte rate goes to $9.95 for your overage versus $13 or $14 or whatever it is for the basic plan. And so you get the equivalent of $1,700 of service for $1,250. Now, you have to use it all in the month, because at the end of the month, you're losing it. So this is your, like, your cell phone plan where you buy 900 minutes a month. It's same exact thing. And so the more you buy, the cheaper it gets. For someone like this fellow doing the circumnavigation, unless he's doing a lot of photos and doing a lot of data, that plan just doesn't make any sense for him. Yeah, but that's at $10 a megabyte, you know, you're looking at you know, 30 cents to send that photo. So right. Yeah, now one thing that you need to know about the Inmarsat is that when you go online, when you say connect me to the internet, there is a minimum bill, and that's 50 kilobytes up and down. So just getting connected to the internet is going to cost you a buck. So once you're connected to the internet, you want to do a lot of stuff before you disconnect, because otherwise you'll get killed with the minimum billing. So if you do email 10 times a day and you're sending just text files, it's going to cost you $10, whereas really you've only used 10 cents worth of airtime, but it's going to cost you to get connected. The Iridium Open Port, the Iridium Open Port billing for Iridium Open Port has no minimum, which is really why I like that service better for email than the Fleet Broadband. Because now, since you're only paying for the number of bytes that you transmit, and Xgate only is like 100 bytes just to see if you've got any mail or get connected and authenticate you, that means that you could do connections every 5 minutes all day long for free. There's no charge, because there's no minimum billing increment for the Iridium Open Port. So if he's going to be doing a lot of email and he's not interested in browsing the internet, then I would probably recommend that he go with an Iridium Open Port and like 32 kbps of speed, because he's going to basically, it doesn't matter how long it takes to transmit the data, he's getting billed by the amount of data that he gets transmitted, and he doesn't have the minimum billing increment that Inmarsat has. And if I go to Iridium, let's see, I'm going to go to Iridium to airtime, and I go to Iridium open port. The minimum is, you know, so you basically, you're looking at $49 a month is basically the equivalent plan, which is you pay, you get no airtime, you get whatever. It's $1.44 a minute, so the voice is a little more expensive. You're looking at $12.39 per megabyte. But there's no minimum billing increment, which is absolutely great for doing email. Because you could... That, I believe, is... let's see. I don't know. Let me just go up to one of the other plans. Let's just go with, for example, the $95 plan. That one is, okay, so basically you're looking at, yeah, that one's got the speed, and if you change the, yeah, that'll give you the price increase for the different speeds. Mm-hmm. So the prices, I believe, that we've got quoted are for 9,600 baud, you know, you pay a little more for the higher bandwidth, but 32 kbps, so this $100 plan is probably really great for him. Yeah, and then the nice thing is that, if you know, he's probably doing a southern route, right? So I don't know how close, I don't know how far south he's going to go, but he'll always have coverage if he goes with an Iridium open port. Whereas if he goes... Mm-hmm. Right, so Inmarsat is good down to about 70 degrees. So I don't know if he'll be going further south than 70 degrees. I mean, you go further south, you get a lot of ice. And so he may not do that just because he doesn't want the ice. So my guess is that he's going to stay further north than 70 degrees south. And so Inmarsat is going to work for him. Either system will work fine. But if he does go further south than 70 degrees, then the Iridium open port is going to work for him, whereas the Inmarsat is not. So, summing up, you've got three options that we would recommend. If he's not going to be doing a lot of pictures and he's mostly interested in text and he wants just voice and safety, just go with an Iridium 9555 in a docking station. And a lot of sailors, including Bruce Schwab, navigated the Southern Ocean with nothing more than that. If he wants to do a little more pictures and maybe short videos, then he needs to go with an Iridium open port or with a Fleet Broadband. both of them are really great. The only fleet broadband system that I would recommend to you is the one from Sailor. KVH basically repackages that, so either one of those will work for you. I would stay away from the others. I don't like the others as much as I like the ones from Tron and Tron. They work really, really well. And then the Iridium Open Port, of course, is one that I would highly recommend if he's only going to be doing email. He's not interested in browsing the internet, and he wants low-cost voice and low-cost data for doing basically posting of images to his blog. He'll also want tracking. And if he's using our software, Xgate, then he can do what Bruce did, which is just to have the GPS feed into the computer. Just automatically every hour or whatever, send a position report to update the website. And he can have his own website where the position reports are being posted automatically on a timely fashion. With the Iridium Open Port, there's no charge for that, right? Because the connections are free. And so he just sets up his computer to be on all the time, and every hour just send a position report and check to see if he's got any email. And then he doesn't have to worry about actually blogging his position. It's done for him automatically on a website. Yeah, WeatherNet is just a weather only, and Xgate is basically the email. They use very similar technology as far as the management of the phone and the download of the data, but Bruce is really familiar with all the systems because he had our Xgate email service on his boat with our vessel tracking, as well as WeatherNet when he did his circumnavigation.